And we can't thank you enough for all the things you did for us tonight and everything you have spoken to us. We ask today that you will breathe upon this service. And thank you because you are God. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord the praise, please, and take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I welcome once again everyone here to this conference. The first day was as if it was the last day because almost everything was downloaded. But tonight, we shall proceed further. I trust that there will be openings of heavenly portals tonight that will connect many to destiny. Psalm 29, verse 3. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Subject tonight is dominating by his voice and direction. Dominating. That is ruling by his voice. Dominating by his voice and direction. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The Lord thundereth. The Lord of glory, the voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. The voice of God and the direction of God is a communicator of dominion to man. The voice of God puts man instantly in command, the voice of God. Sensitivity to the voice of God equals authority in life on the earth. Sensitivity to the voice of God. In John chapter 10 and in verse 35, he said, if he called them gods unto whom the word came, the scripture cannot be broken. To whom the word came, he called them gods. The voice of God comes to change the status of ordinary man into extraordinary beings. The voice of God changes the status of an ordinary man and makes him literally an extraordinary person. Let it be clear, therefore, that when you are in touch with the voice, the purpose, the plan of God in life, when you are in touch with the voice, with the plan, with the purpose of God in life, dominion is conferred, is conferred, is conferred, is conferred. When a man, a woman does not hear the voice of God, does not have an idea of purpose, does not have an idea of plans, they exist as captives on the earth. look at the example of Joseph. Joseph, by connection through the plan and purpose of God, let's say the voice of God for his future through the dreams he had, Genesis chapter 39, verse 5 all the way to verse 7. Genesis 37 rather. 5 all the way to verse 7. By connection to the voice of God for his future, he was instantly exercising dominion because he saw the chiefs of his brethren bowing for him. And then in chapter 41, verse 39 to verse 44, by having access to the voice of God regarding the future of Egypt. Because when the Bible said he interpreted the dream of Pharaoh, the meaning of that was God spoke to him using Pharaoh's dream about the future of the nation. The gift of interpretation of dreams is a prophetic gifting that God gave to Joseph to be able to determine the future of that nation. By being able to do that, it put him instantly in command. What I'd like you to understand tonight is that there is something about the voice of God that puts a man in charge. That was our first example of Joseph. Second example will be the sons of Issachar. In 1 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 32, 1 Chronicles 12 32, the Bible said, and of the children of Issachar, not sons, children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, meaning that they had discernment, they had sensitivity, they knew what God was saying per time, they had the understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. The heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. Connection to divine direction makes commanders on the earth. Their brethren were at their commandment. You become a territorial commander if you can connect to celestial instruction. Their commanders on the earth, their brethren were at their commandment because they had understanding. It is clear that who knows the road takes the lead. Who knows the road takes the lead. If you can know the road in life, for your own life and for the lives of others, you take the lead. Our example number three will be the example of Noah. We read that yesterday, I believe. Noah gained command because he had God. In Genesis chapter 9, verse 1 to verse 4, Genesis chapter 9, verse 1 to verse 4, the Bible said, and God blessed Noah and God and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth. And upon all the fishes of the sea, into your hand they are delivered. The voice of God puts a man in command. Example number four of Abraham. Abraham gained command over ancestral limitations by hearing God. Abraham gained command over ancestral limitations. His father, Terah, was limited. His brother Nahor was limited. His brother Haran was limited. The only person that escaped the limitation was the one who had God. Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 all the way to verse 5. Get you out of your father's house to the land I will show you. By hearing that voice from heaven, Abraham's life took a different dimension. He assumed the control and a command of the circumstances around his life, such as his brethren never experienced. There are people seated here tonight. By the voice of God you are hearing tonight, you are going to escape the calamities of your family. That amen can be better. that amen can be better. There is somebody already escaping the calamities of your father's house. You are already escaping the ancestral curses, the generational diseases, the hypertension, the diabetes, the things that kill other people in your family. You are escaping it by the voice of the Lord. The marital failure that plagues other people in your family, you are escaping it by the voice of the Lord. The rise and the crash that plagues other people in your family, you are escaping it by the voice of the Lord. The limitation that limits other people in your country, like what the man said about South Africa just now, that limitation, you are escaping it by the voice of the Lord. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Example number 5, Isaac was in command. And he dominated in the season of adversity through the voice of the Lord. It was a time where everybody was down. Genesis 26 from verse 1. And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down to Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and I will bless thee. For unto you and unto your seed, I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. And I will give unto your seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Everybody was, Isaac was trying to escape, like, what do they call it in Nigeria these days? Jackarite. I wonder where that name came from. The name is so ugly. It's Yoruba language. People are running out of Nigeria, not knowing that success is not a location. It is a revelation. Because anywhere you want to run to, there are people who want to live there. But we'll leave that for another day. Hallelujah. But God said to him, running out of this land is not your solution. All you need is my voice, and my voice will put you above the climate. My voice will put you above the weather. My voice will put you above the circumstance. Anywhere is correct, if you can hear God. Anywhere is correct if you can hear God, especially if that is your God ordained location. Anywhere is correct if you can hear God. For your information, there is nowhere I prefer to live on the earth other than this place right now. I've never spent up to 1 week in America. I'm not sure if I've spent up to 5 days. I can spend 3 months, 6 months if I want. There are citizenship criteria in certain places where you must stay for 2 months or 3 months or something. You go and come and say, I say, I don't have some time of life. I have not picked up myself 2 weeks away from town. I have gone to minister in Europe. In London, England, in Europe, in England, I ministered, flew back on Saturday night, arrived with British Airways by 5 a.m. in the morning, went straight to Area 1 Church to preach 5 or 6 services, and then flew out the same Sunday night to South America. The same Sunday night. It was easier for me to go straight from Europe, to go straight to South America, and then miss the church on Sunday. It was easier that way. But that was not to be. Because if you are connected to the voice of God, anywhere is the right place. Especially where God has positioned you. We came to America one day. And the immigration officer said, how many days are you staying? We said 3 days. He said, what? You traveled all the way for only 3 days? We told him that is the only time we have. That is the only time we have to spare for here. We are not like others who are running here to claim citizenship or to leave. We don't have the time. We have only 3 days to give you people. Hey! I announce to somebody here right now, everywhere you are today that look hostile, the voice of God shall make the place fertile. This is a specific message for somebody. Anywhere you are today that appear hostile, the voice of God shall make the place fertile. Give me a little shout, the Lord and say amen. That was Isaac. That was Genesis chapter 26, verse 1 to 4, and then verse 16. Sixth example was Jacob. Jacob overcame his fear and gained command by hearing God. Many of us know of how Jacob wrestled in Genesis 32 from verse 24 to verse 28. But we had no idea that wrestling match happened because Jacob was afraid of Esau. And for Jacob, the fear of Esau was the beginning of wisdom. Because Esau had vowed that the day he set his eyes on Jacob is a dead man. So Jacob was leaving the house of Laban and he was on his way back home. And on the road coming, he heard news that Esau was coming with a band of men. Genesis 32, I believe from verse 11, 12. And he began to cry unto God immediately. Deliver me, I pray you, from the hand of my brother. From the hand of Esau. I fear him. Somebody say true talk. Jacob that could deal with anybody said, I fear him. I fear Esau. And the fear was legitimate. Because when the exchange of birthright happened, in case he comes and smite everybody. And then from that, he then went into that wrestling match. And after in the course of the wrestling match, he heard the voice of God. What is your name? My name is Jacob. Your name shall be called no more Jacob. It shall be called Israel. From now on, as a priest, take power to prevail with God and with man. After he came out of that hearing and that wrestling, there was nothing like I fear Esau anymore. There was such an audacity and bodacity. When you are bold and you are audacious, it is called bodacity. It's also in the dictionary. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? And here he comes and Esau saw him. And instead of the hostilities or embrace him, and then long story made short, he was able to conquer and dominate his fear and the future. Because he could hear God. If you can hear God, there is no devil that is an issue. If you can hear from God, I tell you, there is no witch that is an issue. If you can hear from God, there is no ancestral curse that is an issue. If you can hear from God, there is no wicked man or woman in power or out of power that is an issue. I announce to someone here today, the voice of God to you, the direction of God to you, is about to put you in command. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. I'll give you a final example, and that is the example of Moses. Moses was in vagabondage. He was a vagabond, a fugitive, for 40 solid years. Pharaoh said, the moment I catch this boy, I kill him. And God said to Moses, Exodus chapter 3, verse 7. He said, now, the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows. I am come down to deliver them. Verse 9. He said, come therefore, Now therefore behold, the crowd of the children of Israel is come unto me. Verse 10. Come now therefore, and I will send you unto Pharaoh. The same Pharaoh that you feared, I want to send you to Pharaoh. So you can bring forth my people, Israel. Exodus chapter 4, verse 12. Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach you what you shall say. Verse 17. I will be with your mouth. And now you shall take this rod in your hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. And Exodus chapter 7, verse 1. And God spoke again. And the Lord said unto Moses, see, I have made thee a God to Pharaoh. And Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. This is what I want you to take from here. If you can hear God, there is no Pharaoh you can face. If you can hear from God, you will begin to look for what was looking for you. If you can hear from God, there is no Pharaoh you cannot face. If you can hear from God, suddenly you began to look for what was looking for you. You begin to run into what you were running from. The reason why many of us exist in timidity, the reason why there is a bankruptcy of audacity in the body of Christ today, plenty of reasons. But one reason is lack of hearing from God. Another reason is maybe a situation where compromise has silenced the mouth. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loud most amen. I like you to picture it. You were moving one day, and suddenly you got an encounter, and the Lord said, I am the God who created the universe. What are you holding? You say, I'm holding a stick. He said, drop it. You dropped it, it became a snake. Say, what? What is this? Say, carry it. You carried it, became a stick. Do you know? The voice of God carries transformation power. It just changes a man. A vegetable turns into a lion. All of a sudden. Manu kala frete seto frata kaka joko labraya da 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 husadish. Le kose fretina managali tredoma satala frita kazadish. Le kosperota satreti kazo kalimana karatasadish. Le kose freta satala frato kokola bagadada. The question is, what is in the voice of God? Are you ready for this? What does his voice do? Number one, the voice of God dismantles afflictions. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 31, he said, for through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down. When the voice of God enters into your ears, into your spirit, whatever chain and yokes are on your own life are dismantled first. Number two, the voice of God transmits power. He said, the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of God can turn a powerless man into a powerful entity. That's Psalm 29 verse 4. You were a weakling before you heard God. You literally turned into a lion. The voice of God is powerful. Number three, the voice of God breaks barriers and dismantles obstacles. It breaks barriers. Psalm 29 verse 5 to 7, you look at that. It said, the voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars of cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divided the flames of fire. What is in the voice of the Lord? Number four, the voice of the Lord brings visions, conceptions, and potentials to birth. What you carry inside you, the voice of God pushes them out to come out. He brings visions, potentials, conceptions to birth. In Psalm 29 verse 9, he said, the voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve. Can I have another translation there? He maketh the hinds to calve. The Living Bible. Or the Amplified. He maketh the hinds. He makes the doe labor and give birth. You birth potential. You birth grace. You birth visions. You burn them by the voice. Number five. The voice of the Lord brings peace and dissolves anxiety or stress. It brings peace. Psalm 85 and in verse 8, he said, I will hear what the Lord will speak. For the Lord will speak peace. Psalm 85 verse 8, the Lord will speak peace. Every time God gives direction, it comes with peace. That's why many times you remain unruffled in the midst of seeming storm. You're just calm. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. Number six, the voice of God terminates fear. It terminates fear. Fear is one of the enemies of dominion. It terminates fear. Acts 27:22-24. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the sheep. For they have stood by me this night, the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not. Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God has given them all them that sail with thee. When we're going to go to Jalingo for crusade, 2021, May, right? The tension was palpable. The crusade date was already fixed. You know, some of the other religions, their festival or whatever. Many times they use some certain things to set the timing. Our date was already fixed before it was discovered suddenly that it collided exactly with their Christmas, with their whatever. Exactly same day. Crusade in the north. Connaught. Number two. They were talking about COVID at that time, and there was there was a legislation, whatever, against public gathering. There was number three. Terrorism had, in fact, just before when they took a particular location, they had experienced very drastic terrorism attack. So to such a point where the first thing the governor told us when we arrived there, was terrorism. The first thing we're told. In fact, as we're driving from the airport, we saw the way vehicles were, and we saw, and we asked the people driving, what's happening? He said, it's because of terrorism that you are seeing what is going on here. This was happening 48 hours to the meeting. I was not sure that we will go. Because I didn't just want to, I didn't want anything to look confrontational. You people brought crusade on our day. I didn't want anything like that. We don't have anything. I was praying before the Lord. So, Lord, what is going on? They said their festival is there. The government said the open air is banned for COVID gathering. They said a terrorism attack there. What are you happening? I heard three words that was summarized like this. This is a summary. I am waiting for you there. Tomorrow, we are to travel tomorrow. Today, my wife asked me, I said, how about the crusade? I said, I'm not sure. After I finished from the closet and what I heard from him is, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be thou lifted. You everlasting doors, and let the King of Glory come in. He said to me, I own the earth. I can decide to hold a meeting on any day. And I am waiting for you there. So I told my wife, I said, we are going tomorrow. I just heard now that we'll be going. Her eye lightened up. See, if you heard it, then we are going. But she knows. Her eye lightened. That was how we went. And we saw one of the most drastic manifestations we ever saw during crusades. That is what they want. It puts you in charge. You step, if you have heard God and you step into hell itself, you are aware that demons will be running from you inside hell. When we left this crusade, where we poured oil on the ground, they dug a hole there. 5 days after this crusade, the terrorists clashed against each other and killed the head of the number one terrorism group. 5 days after this crusade. Because we declared that on the crusade ground. I prophesy to somebody here. Anything blocking you from hearing this from God, that blockage is open right now. In the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. The voice of the Lord terminates fear number 7. The voice of the Lord imparts faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. Hearing by the word is the same as hearing by the voice of God. Romans 10:8 and Romans 10:17. It imparts faith and audacity. Number 8, the voice of the Lord clarifies the future. Where you are uncertain about tomorrow, it just clarifies the future. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Your life cannot end like this. I have a plan for you. Things may look somehow now, but calm down. There is a better tomorrow. The voice of God clarifies. And what I just said now is prophetic for somebody. I don't know where you are right now, but I tell you, your tomorrow is better than your today. And the negative circumstances of your life are about to give way right now. The voice of the Lord clarifies the future. Number 9, the voice of the Lord attracts, attracts resources and brings about creation. It attracts resources and brings about creation. In Luke chapter 5 and in verse 4 to 5. Luke chapter 5 verse 4 to 5. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And then he includes a great multitude of fishes. By the voice of the Lord, fishes gathered. Listen. When this house was designed, the architect put plenty pillars. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Let's say a minimum of 30 pillars should be somewhere in holding things up. And I said, no, the design is no pillar in the middle, anywhere, no pillar anywhere. Anywhere people sit, we need to see. Let's see each other. Let's let it be open. They said it will multiply the construction cost. That if there will be no pillar anywhere, then there will be need to the cantilever will be massive. This and that. They said all manner of things. I said, who owns the universe? And who owns the money? I went before God. I said, Lord, what shall we do? You know what he told me? 1, 2, 3. Spare no cost. Spare no cost. I told my wife, I said, he said, we should spare no. That is anything spendable. Spend it to carry out that vision. And that was what happened. So I said, right, yes, sir. We shall spare no cost. He gave me a medical, I told you. Do you remember? That's hyper extend your hand. That is, normal hand is straight like this. Now, can you imagine when you now bend the hand until this one now, this center now moves inward. And then this, he said, that's the picture he gave me. Go beyond normal. Hyper-extend. God speaks to you in the language you will understand. When he gave the picture and said it, I understood exactly what it meant. So we began. I collapsed my one account. Collapsed another account. I started with myself. And then, bam, bam, bam. We were constructing and spending money every month that the offering of how many months cannot account for. How the resources and where it was coming from was unexplainable to the accountants. 10 days to dedication. We needed money in almost 9 figures. Senior one. They said, should we remove what we have in the reserve, which was in 7 figures? I said, no, it won't do it. We are looking for 9 figures. We have 7 figures. Leave it there. Let God bring the 9 figures that will finish this thing within 10 days. It came. So, when we finished, there was still money in the reserve. Am I coming? That's on the day of dedication. Money that wasn't touched. The voice of God summons resources. If it is God who is saying it, he will summon the resources necessary. If there is need for creation, he will create it. I prophesy to somebody here today. I declare the resources needed to fulfill the purpose of God for your life. I declare they are released now. The voice of the Lord attracts resources. And number 10, the voice of the Lord confers dominion.
It confers. It just makes you very authoritative. It makes you very, very, you are so authoritative, and people are wondering what is the secret of this person. You speak bigger than your size. Psalm 29 and in verse 4. The voice of the Lord is powerful, and the voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Anybody who is ready for that voice, say a loud amen. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. You believe something is about to happen for you, shout the Lord most amen. The time I set is up, but I need you to know how to access the voice. Can I rush through that? Very, very quickly. Because if we have said all of these things, it is, and my prayer tonight is that somebody's ears, not tomorrow, after now, between now and tomorrow morning, somebody's ears and eyes shall be open. Somebody's ears and eyes shall be open. You are saying amen. Say a loud amen. You are saying amen. Shout the loud most amen. How do we access his voice? Number one, through becoming his sheep. Through becoming his sheep. John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice. You need to be born again. You need to be saved to hear his voice through becoming his sheep. Number two. Through the submission and surrender of the will. The submission and the surrender of the will. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8:14. To be led, you must be willing. You must be willing to follow. You must be willing to be led. Through the surrender and the surrender and submission of the will. Catherine Kuhlman said, there can be no two wills in one person. It is either the will of God or the will of man. When you come to the point where you say, Lord, not my will, but your will. Whatever you want me to do is what I want to do. When you are at such a point, you are ready to hear God. But when your will is strong and intact, when you have an unbendable iron will, it will be difficult to hear God through the surrender and submission of the will. Number three. Through desire and desperation. Through desire and desperation. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Hosea chapter 6 and in verse 3. If we follow on to know the Lord. If we follow to know. Lord, I need to know. Desperation. If you can do without direction, God will not bother you with direction. Hear this. If you can do without his voice, he won't bother you with it. If you can do without direction, he won't bother you with direction. But if you know you are helpless without direction, he will bother you with it. True desperation and desire. Number four. Is that number four we are going now? True deliberate attention. Deliberate. I will hear what the Lord will say. I will is a decision. Psalm 85 verse 8. I will hear. I am looking out to hearing something. Through deliberate attention, I will hear. There is a choice in the matter. Number five. I will hear and I shall hear. Number five. Through paying attention to the voice of your teachers. paying attention to the voice of your teachers. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20, and in verse 21. He said, and though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore. But thy eyes shall see thy teachers, and then thy ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it. When you turn to the left, to the right, or to the left. Sitting like this opens you up to hearing. Sitting like this opens you up to hearing, to seeing. That is why in the course of services, people talk about diverse encounters they have. Listening to the message, audio tape, to the videos, it opens you up. And one great thing to know is God uses the voice of your teachers to talk to you. He uses it. Inside the preaching, something just jumps out. There are many people here, pastors here today, who tell me how they hear me talking to them, hear God talking to them using my voice. And God can do that. He used the voice of Samuel, Eli, to talk to Samuel. Until Samuel thought it was Eli speaking to him. Pay attention to the voice. That is why a mentorless generation is a directionless generation. Mentorless generation. Through the voice of your teachers. That's number six. Number five. Number six. Through praying the prayer of inquiry, I will stand on my watch. I will watch to hear what he will say. You pray the prayer of inquiry. Lord, it is time to marry. Is the man the right person? That's Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Stand in the ways. Ask for the old path. Where is the good way? Where? Which way, Lord? Which way? Which way, Lord? Jeremiah 3:33. Call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you knew not. Which way, Lord? Which way to go, Lord? Which way, Lord? The prayer of inquiry. Number seven. True proclaimed fast for direction. Proclaimed fast for direction. Beyond the prayer of inquiry, you proclaim a fast for direction. Ezra chapter 8 verse 21. Ezra 8:21. Look at what he said. He said, you don't have Ezra chapter 8. That is not right. Did I miss it? Can you give me Nehemiah chapter 8:21? All right. Can you see what they did to me just now? The person that is on that console, I have a query for you. He said, then I proclaim the fast there. At the river of Ahava, that we might afflict our souls before our God, to seek of him a right way for us and for our little ones and for all our substance. You can fast to seek for way. Am I communicating? Isaiah chapter 58 verse 6. Is this not the fast I have chosen? And then verse 8. Then shall thy light break forth, verse 8, as the morning. There is a 3-day fasting cycle that has followed me through my life. I was introduced into the world of power with a 3-day fast in 1979. That was the first time, 11 years old. After that, plenty, countless fasts. That is why all of you children, I made you to fast when you were 10 years old. Every child in my house, by the time you are 10 years old, 3 days dry fasting.
That is your birthday gift. At age 10. Except you don't want to be age 10. Whatever made you age 10. 3 days fasting. And their mother will fast with them to encourage them. Drink water only. And at the end of the 3rd day, I will take you to the altar and lay hands on you. And some of them, after that first 3 days, for some, it almost became a habit. Literally, that. Daddy, I like to take another 3 days. Will you pray with me when I finish? It happened to me, so I made it to happen to them. Am I communicating at all? After that, three days, when it was time to find who to marry, 3 days fast. When it was time to know where to go in ministry, 3 days fast. When I went to pray in Barking Ladi, Ganarop, 3 days. It was just that cycle. On the 2nd day, before the 3rd day, you will hear. I'll hear something. If I won't hear, I will see something. And I heard from Papa Yerepo, also he has such a three-day cycle. Before he stepped into that world of prosperity and that direction from Kenneth Copeland, 3 days fast. Many, many of such cycles. Many people in our generation, it looks like they have a covenant with food. By 11, their leg is shaking. He said, can you fast? He said, till when? Till 12? We proclaim the fast to seek right way. Pastor, at a certain junction. Lord, what is happening here? Why is this church not moving forward? Is there something you want me to know? Day one. Day two. Day three. Father, what is happening to my business? 3 days fasting. 1.5 days. 5 days. Very important. Spirit, times of fasting sharpen spiritual sensitivity. Your spiritual antenna is sharpened. You are just sharpened. You are able to pick signals faster. You are able to pick signals quicker. I prophesy to somebody here, in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, I prophesy to you, I prophesy to you, I prophesy to you, direction is coming your way. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the louder believers, amen. Through the proclaim fast for direction. Number 8. Through the climate of joy and worship, you shall have a song in the night, as when Holy Solemnity is kept. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29 and 30. You shall have a song in the night. When a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel, and the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. He shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. He shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the lighting down of his arm. Start with a song, you are likely to end with his voice. The Lord will cause his glorious voice. 2 Kings chapter 3. Elisha said, bring me a minstrel in verse 15. And as the minstrel played, the voice of the Lord came through the climate of joy and worship. Number 9. Through praying abundantly in the spirit. Those 3 days fast I mentioned, most of it is abundant praying in the spirit. Berekatecious praying. You pray until your spirit man is irrigated with inside information. You pray until you are irrigated with understanding. For the spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2,
Verse 9, 10, 11, 12. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Neither enter the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things. Yes, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, except the Spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. And you are irrigated. Or Robert said, there are two secrets in life. The secrets of giving sacrificially, and the secrets of understanding in tongues. Praying in tongues and understanding what he prayed. It was in that process he heard that he would build Oral Roberts University. Am I communicating? That was when he heard. When you pray abundantly in the spirit, your spirit man that is filled with spiritual information begins to transfer that information into your mind and then your intellect becomes intellectual, becomes intelligent in spiritual matters. Somebody say amen. It is a transfer from, it transfers from the spirit into the mind, and at times it transfers from the mind into the body. And then you just get to know. You just got to know. You just suddenly you got to know that this is what God is saying. I pray. He said, I believe it is in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, I believe it's in verse 2 and then in verse 3. He said, He that speaketh an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth me. How be it in the spirit? He speaketh mysteries. You speak mysteries in the spirit, and you receive understanding. Somebody say aloud, amen. And number 10. Number what? That's number 9 now. Number 10. True attention to night visions and dreams. Night visions and dreams. Job 33, 14 to 17. Job 33, 14 to 17. He said, for God speaketh once, yea twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, God is talking, but nobody heard. Hear how? In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed, then openeth the ears of men, and he sealeth their instruction. So he may withdraw man from his purpose and prevent him from destruction. Am I communicating? Everyone here today that God has been speaking to in the night. You know, Daniel was a night man. Then was the secret revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Everyone here that God has been speaking to in the night, but the devil blocked that channel by enemies. Today, I declare that blockage is over. Everyone here who dreams and see night visions but wakes up in the morning and cannot remember them, I prophesy today that demon of forgetfulness is arrested forever. I see a fresh activation. Activation of divine direction. Activation of divine hearing. Activation of divine knowing. Shout the loudest, amen. Something is happening here tonight. Something is happening here tonight. It was in the night vision that I saw this place. In the night. As I was praying and trusting the Lord. All of a sudden, I was brought to the airport road. And then shown a place. And then shown the place as a mark. And then shown wide expanse of land. with a landmark. We looked for land we couldn't find. We went to Kefi area, Nasarawa State, went to Kashiri and so on, got big lands there, almost tried to start building, and the Lord said, remember what I showed you in the night. And I called our property agent, one of the members of the church, anointed him. And I said, when you go to the airport road, be looking right. After so-and-so signboard, after so-and-so place, anywhere there, go and find our land. It is there. He went and returned back under 1 week. And he said, I found the place. That is why we are here. It came in the night vision. We got big expanse elsewhere. And the voice of God came to me again. Lord, should we go there? He said, wait. 1 square meter in my plan is better than 100,000 hectares anywhere else. Wow. Wow. Yes, sir. So we'll go into, we'll look for that plan. And the man came. And he said, I have found the place. I saw land of almost 500 hectares. And they are willing to sell as much as we can buy. I said, let us go. We came, they showed me, and I said, this is the place. This is the place. This is the place. Are you ready to pay? Why not? God can pay for anything. You can sleep with expectation, especially in seasons of prayer, and wake up with revelation. Did you hear what I said? You can sleep with expectation, especially in seasons of inquiry. You should even show God that you are expecting to hear something. You pray very well. You sleep with expectation. You carry pen and paper. Put it beside your bed. That is, Lord, in case I can't hear you in the daytime, I am waiting to hear something overnight. And I announce to somebody here today, direction is coming. I say direction is coming. I say direction is coming. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Say it like a believer. Say it like a believer. Number 12. 11. True listening to the voice behind the verse. The voice behind the verse. What am I talking about? The Bible is pregnant with the voice of God. For the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. Psalm 29 verse 3 is upon the waters. Is upon the waters. Is upon the waters. What is the water? Is the word. Ephesians 5:26. God has spoken twice have I heard. The first hearing is the one that is written, that is the logos. Second hearing is the rhema. When I heard that he is waiting for me in Jalingo, that I told my wife, God spoke to me. It was from the Bible. I opened the Bible and I was reading it. I was reading Psalm 24. And as I read, and I kept praying and read, and the voice jumped out of that scripture. It was logos first. Then it changed straight into rhema. Because the one who wrote it is the one who is speaking. He moves from the written one to the speech. If you can familiarize yourself with what is written, very soon you will be hearing frequently what is spoken. Finally, number 12. True prompt obedience to his voice. True prompt obedience to his voice. True prompt obedience, through prompt obedience to his voice. Many of us say God is not talking to you. And God is not talking because all the ones he has been talking, you did nothing about them. Have you read Mark chapter 4 verse 24 before? Everybody read it with me. Want to go. And he said unto them, take heed. That is, do something about what you are hearing. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. Now this is very the most brutal one, the last lines. Read it. And unto you that hear, shall more be given. If you want me to speak to you more, show me that you are hearing. When a child is misbehaving, I say, sit down. And he's still keeping on running up and down. Say, are you not hearing what I'm saying? For as long as that child is just moving up and down, he is proving to you that he's not hearing what you are saying. When he hears, he sits down. So God is saying, I am talking. What are you doing about it? And you want me to talk more? It's not a talkative and it's not a political rally. Where they are telling you everything from their mouth and it is not from anywhere. It just landed on the political ground and end there. Agents of the devil who value no human life. That God will delete one by one in the season we are in. Somebody say a loud amen. Even the messages you are jotting now, how many of it will you do something about? It is something to write instruction. It's another thing to document action points. That is, out of this message, what will I do in this conference? I will say beyond this tonight, but I will not leave you without one word. Many people say, I don't really know when God is speaking. Many times God had been over speaking. You only didn't pay attention. Acts chapter 10 verse 19. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said, out of your thought can jump out his voice. Until you think you are still thinking. If it was not the audible voice, in the flow of the thought, suddenly you are hearing something that did not originate from you. Neither was it part of your train of thought. It comes with a force and carries an anointing. Comes with a peace. Then you just realize God interrupted your thought to say a word. Stand up on your feet. And in my experience, the moment I write down that thing that just came, that I was not premeditating on, that was not my train of thought, that did not originate from me, that came with a force, that came with a peace, that came with a faith, that came with an audacity, the moment I put pen to document it, it continues to flow. There is a connection. You see, my tongue is like the pen of a ready writer. My heart is indicting a good matter. There is a connection between that pen and what is happening in the realm of your heart and your spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something is about to change.
I'd like you to just try it between tonight before the conference is over. Pray until, meditate on the scripture until you begin to receive direction. Carry pen and paper, begin to jot what you are saying. Read the scripture and ask God, Lord, what are you saying out of this passage? What do you want me to hear from this? I am saying to you that the weapon that can be formed against you shall not be fashioned. And I am saying to you that it is not by your righteousness that I am protecting you. It is by my righteousness and it is your heritage. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you got something tonight? How many of you got something tonight? How many of you got something tonight? So you can literally be programmed to hear at least one thing from God daily. Except you are not in touch with the Bible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It might not be direction like stand and go to Lagos and stand and go here. But it will be a communication of his mind in one area or the other. An assurance of something. A broadening of an insight. A feeding of your spirit. To fatten your spirit man. And feed your faith. All right. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. And let's honor him tonight. Honor him tonight. Adore him. Worship him. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elion, thank you. Ancient of Days, thank you. Lift your hands, lift your voice, and begin to praise him. Begin to honor him. We have communion tonight, and we are going to trust the Lord that as we take this communion tonight, like those disciples on the way to Emmaus, the Bible said their eyes were open and they saw him. They beheld him. In the breaking of bread, their eyes were open. That tonight, in the breaking of bread, our eyes shall be open, our ears shall be open, and we shall hear and understand what God is saying to us. Lift your hands and lift your voices and appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate the Lord of Lords. Honor him. Adore him. Honor him. Adore him. In Jesus' precious name. They just showed us that scripture right now. Luke 24 and in verse 30. Start from verse 30. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were open and they knew him and he vanished out of their sight. In the breaking of bread tonight, Father, open my eyes, open my ears, open my eyes, open my ears, open my understanding. But where we are going to stand from is appreciation. Appreciation to God. Appreciation of him. That's where we are starting from tonight. You will lift up your hands and your voice and say, Father. Say, Father. Thank you for your word to me tonight. I receive help. I receive your mercy. I receive your direction from your word into my life. Today, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak to God. Speak.
your hands and say after me, say, Father. Tonight, I come before you.
I ask, Lord,
that in the breaking of bread,
tonight,
it will cause my eyes
to be open,
my ears
to be open.
Now,
say
in the name of Jesus,
I reject
spiritual blindness.
I reject
spiritual
deafness.
Now,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray.
Lift up your hands high. I want the communion stewards to come out very, very quickly. We'll be very, very fast. And everywhere you are tonight, you are saying, Pastor, I need to give my life to Jesus. I want my sins forgiven. I'd like you to step forward here, because we said that we must be born again. We must be saved. We must have our sins forgiven. Become his sheep. My sheep, hear my voice. It is only his sheep that is qualified to hear his voice. And you are here in need of hearing from God. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and step forward here, and let us receive you. I'll give you the count of seven. Pick your Bibles and your bags and rush to the front. One.
Give him your life.
Two.
Give him your life.
Three.
Give him your
rush
life.
Forward.
He's waiting for you.
Why don't you
give him
your
life?
Rededicate your life to Jesus. You are saying to me, Pastor, I want to make my ways right to Jesus. I want to stop addiction of smoking, drinking, womanizing, masturbation, and every of these negative addictions and lifestyles, I want to stop it. Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags and step to the frontier and let us receive you. You want to stop the addictions? Quickly step to the frontier and let us pray for you. Quickly. The rest of us, take your seat 1 minute. Place your hand on your chest, those of you right here, and say after me, Lord Jesus, louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life, make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Jesus, no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. And I pray for you, I declare that the hold of sin be broken off your life. Grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Amen.